each year. Heck yeah, we want to go be playing at Grand Junction.
Everyone was really kind of all in now and understand what we need to do, and that's been a great momentum lift for us as we've moved this past week.
We have a lot of international players on the team, and once we come together as a team, it's just a fun experience. It's just amazing.
A win's a win in the book, so it doesn't really matter. We just go up from here for sure. See them again at regionals and make sure we play much better.
We feel if we get 50 wins, then we're in a position to be playing to go to the national tournament.
I always tell her that the baseball team's the big dogs on campus, but she likes to think the softball team's a big dog on campus, so we get into that a little bit.
My roommates and I, well, specifically Taylor, we like Justin Bieber. We really like him, but D calls that our white girl music because we listen to that in the car and stuff, and if she has to ride with us, she's turn that off, turn that off.
I can say I love Taco Bell. It changed my life. Yeah, I got better. Yeah. It changed my life.
Now to your host of the Viking Voices show, Will Cheshire.
Welcome into Jefferson College for another edition of the Viking Voices show here on 1400 KJF. F volleyball is the theme of how we'll start in a couple of local products as well. We have Lindsay Barton and Kara Dunn here. Ladies, how are we doing today?
Pretty good.
Good.
Awesome. Good. And you guys getting the opportunity, of course, graduates of Hillsborough High School last year and now at Jefferson College right next door. And a chance to play for a pretty solid volleyball program at that as well. Tell us a little bit how that started. Was it always kind of like a team effort? You guys both were going to come here, or was it one person committed first and then you kind of got here?
No, actually, Ida and David Owens came and hosted a camp over at Hillsborough for our team, and they ended up pulling us aside at the end of the camp and offering us to come meet with them, and eventually it just led to this, so...
Yeah, awesome, awesome. And then, Lindsay, for you, how is adapting? I know you're getting some action a little bit at the libero position as well. How's that going?
I actually haven't. I've been practicing, but hopefully I work to that spot eventually.
Yeah, well, I see you getting to games a little bit. You get the serving in at least, right?
Yeah, I do. I get to some action in the background playing middle back, so...
And then, Kara, for you a little bit, when you get into the game, what's been the biggest change from high school to college volleyball?
It's a lot faster. Like, the game's like a faster pace now.
Awesome. Yeah, and I guess how have the sophomores and some of the other girls kind of helped you guys in that process of getting in?
They've helped a lot with, like, being confident on the court and just talking more and stuff like that.
Awesome. And then how's school going for you?
Good. It's different than high school, but yeah, I like it.
Different in a better way or a worse way?
A good way.
Okay. What about you, Lindsay? Is it going really well for you as well?
Yeah, I like how you don't have to be in school for 7 hours a day like we had to in high school, and it's, like, more spread out, so.
Yeah, because you kind of get to choose your classes and then what times you go in. Now, I know what I hated was if you have a class at, like, 10 o'clock, and then you have, like, a four-hour block, though, and then you have to go back.
I have weights at 8 a.m., and then I have, like, a three-hour break, so usually I take a nap.
Oh, okay, so wake up, take a nap. Yeah. Okay, have you guys started drinking coffee?
Oh, I do. Absolutely. Almost every day.
How about you, Kara?
No, I don't drink.
No,
coffee.
There it is. Not yet, at least. We'll see how long that lasts. Kara, what about for you? How are your classes?
Good. I like how I'm done early, too. Like, I get done at 12 with all my classes. So,
you get the
rest of the day.
Yeah, the rest of the day to kind of hang out. And you guys live here on campus, correct?
Yeah.
Live together?
Yep.
Awesome. Is that kind of the plan as soon as you guys committed?
We were hoping so, but so when we finally were roommates, we were really excited.
And how great is it to kind of be, you know, off on your own a little bit where you're living kind of on the campus, on the apartment, but yeah, you have family and everything just right next door over as well, so you can go say hi. I mean, I imagine that's pretty nice.
Yeah, it is. I go home a lot.
You get a lot of home-cooked meals?
Yeah.
Yeah. You
that's
guys cook?
The main reason I go home.
Yeah. You guys established cooking yet?
A little bit. She cooks more than me.
Yeah, what do you cook, Lindsay?
It depends. Usually, I've made hamburger helper a few times and grilled chicken and stuff like that, just easy stuff.
Yeah, grilled chicken, there you go. That's always an easy go-to, right? Making it in bulk a little bit.
Yeah.
What type of classes are you taking?
I'm in calculus right now, and I just had like a brain fart. But calculus, and then I'm in American government, and there's one more, but I don't know.
I'm in intermediate math, which is really easy. And then psychology. I can't remember.
Wow, look at that, clearly.
A logic class and a health class.
And a health class?
Yeah.
Okay, okay. And then what's the long-term goal for you?
Nursing.
Nursing? What about for you, Lindsay?
I'm eventually getting into physical therapy, but it'll be a while until I get involved in that. So
yeah.
I gotta get my bachelor's first before I can start doing that.
Okay. So what type of a degree is it of a bachelor's that you'd get before you go into the extracurricular stuff?
It just depends. Like, usually it's anything in science, but it depends on what school I transfer into.
Okay. Like an exercise science or something like
yeah.
that? Awesome. Very cool. So the volleyball back onto the court and kind of things of that nature as well. It seems like you guys get a lot of practicing in and things of that nature. I mean, how much is it nice to have kind of all that extra dedication to the game that you may not have had in high school just because you are obliged to go to school for 6 hours a day and things like that? I mean, it seems like it's almost like a job here in college.
It is a job. Well, we have tons of time to come in extra and work, and sometimes I'll come in early and coaches are always like, let us come in to set up the nets or whatever, to get some individual work with the teammates. And it's nice because we didn't get to do that in high school. So
awesome. And then, Kara, for you, when you talk with some of the sophomores, who have kind of stepped up as some of the leaders on the team?
I think Allie and Sarah and Kayla have a lot.
Okay, so that's Sarah Chapman, Allie Anger, and Kayla Yanger?
Yeah.
Awesome, the sophomores kind of stepping it up like that. How's it like playing for Coach Steiger as well and Coach Hanger, the assistant coach as well? What type of philosophies do they kind of bring to the table?
They've taught like me a lot with everything, and I think that I've gotten better with their way of coaching and stuff, so yeah.
Awesome. What about you, Lindsay? What kind of stands out with Coach Steiger and Coach Hanger?
Well, all through the years of volleyball, I haven't had a tough coach like them. They definitely push us to our limits, and they also are like great coaches. And I haven't ever had like a really good coach that knows the fundamentals as well as they do. So I think I've learned a lot from them.
Awesome. And then obviously just 1 year removed from Hillsboro High School as well, right down the road. What was it like playing under Coach Boss last year?
Oh, I loved her. Me and her have a really tight relationship, and I miss her a lot, but it's always nice to talk to her and catch up.
You've been back, though. You guys have both seen them play a couple times, right?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. How cool is that? Especially because they're having a pretty solid year.
Yeah, they're doing pretty well. They won their conference this year, and they're heading to the end of their season and into district, so I hope they do well with that.
Awesome. And then, Kara, on the volleyball court, what's kind of the one thing that you've been really trying to work on a little bit that you think will best help your game at the college level?
I've been trying to work on, like, my setting a lot to be, like, just a better setter and, like, be faster, like, getting to the net and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So.
And, you know, with a setting, obviously that plays, it's almost like a physical communication type deal. You know, you can communicate a little bit, but how much work does it take for you guys to work with the hitters and things like that to kind of figure out, okay, this one particular player likes it here, the ball here versus there, and things like that?
It takes a lot of practice, like working with each hitter, because there's more than one person that plays each spot. So you have to like figure out how each hitter is. So it's a process.
It's a bit of a challenge.
Yeah.
How much of that, how much helps, you know, just a matter of having a good relationship with that person too?
It helps like knowing like how each person is, because then you know where they're going to be and stuff like that. So you just kind of figure it out, I guess.
Awesome. Lindsay, how's the team chemistry?
It's getting there. There's still like some work. We're really, really good off like the court. We all get along super well, and then we're still trying to like get it together when we're playing together on the court, but we'll get there.
You think some of that kind of hurts because of all the injuries and things like that?
Yeah, it definitely has. We were definitely getting to a spot that was good before Erdie got hurt, but it really hurt us when she went down. But now she's been practicing, so hopefully it'll come back together.
Another crack at Indian Hills tomorrow. Are you guys excited?
Yeah. I really want to win because that 6-hour bus drive, man.
Yeah, how are those bus rides? That is one thing that's kind of changed a little from high school. You know, the commutes are a lot further.
This is like really our farthest one that we've gone so far that hasn't been a tournament. So interesting to see how it goes on our way back, because we'll get back at like 3 to 4 a.m. in the morning. So,
Are you guys good at sleeping on buses?
It's kind of uncomfortable, but somehow we managed to do it.
That's good. Hey, Garrett, tell us a little bit about Indian Hills last time, because obviously you guys have played them twice, five sets each time as well, so really, really close. So what do you think you guys have to do on the floor to kind of get over that hump and finally knock them off?
I think we just need to stay consistent, because we have times where we play like really good, and then we have times where we kind of like let off a little bit. So I think we just need to stay consistent and we can beat them.
Awesome. And then what makes them a difficult opponent? Like, what are some of the kind of their strengths?
They're really like scrappy. Like, they don't really let balls hit the floor, and they're just good at like placement. They all like, they just find where the holes are on the court.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And with some of the other, you know, conference teams as well, and the speed and things like that, are you still kind of adjusting to it, or is it something that you think you've kind of adjusted to in terms of that pace of play that you were talking about earlier?
I think I've adjusted to it, but I think I still have a little bit more to get used to, because it's still different.
What about you, Lindsay? You kind of agree with that, concur?
I think I'm getting there. It's definitely, practice has been helping me with that, but yeah, I'm about there.
And then you guys played Mineral Area College as well recently, kind of the rival school at that. And a lot of the kids, I imagine you guys played in high school, were on that team too, huh?
Yeah, there was one from Farmington, and I think there's a sophomore from North County that we played, but I think that's all.
Okay, so maybe not as much as
And then Pius, yeah, but we never really played Pius.
No, the big school, small school type deal as well. So for you guys going forward, because obviously the most important part is obviously the most important part for you guys is playing well once that region tournament comes around, right?
Yeah.
And is that is that kind of the message that Coach Steiger and Coach Hanger always kind of stress?
Yeah, they're really not pushing anything on like our wins and losses record. They're more pushing of how the end of the season goes. So right now they're wanting us to get better with these games before we get to the end of the season, because they want us to finish out strong.
You think it's kind of been a steady process, or as you mentioned before, kind of up and down type deal?
It's been up and down. It's definitely been a roller coaster, but I think we're getting to a good point.
So, Kara, you mentioned before the consistency and everything was key and things of that nature as well. So I imagine that'll help with all the injuries back and things like that, because really just a couple weeks left. But also, I'm sure this will be nice as well. Some more home games a little bit coming up in the future too.
Yeah, I think with the home games, everyone gets more excited, because like, we're here and we don't have to sit on a bus before the game, so we seem more ready for home games.
You guys have a decent amount of friends and family from Hillsboro that come down for the games?
Yeah, for the most part.
Is that
like our families come?
Yeah, is that kind of fun to see?
Yeah.
Obviously, it's nice, you know, right down the road for them as well. Did you guys all grow up in the Hillsboro School District your whole lives?
I did, yeah.
You did?
I actually went to a small Christian school until like third grade, but then I transferred to Hillsboro and I made lots of friends.
Awesome. Yeah, you get to hang out with your friends. So yeah. Did a lot of them go away to college, or did they kind of hang out?
Lots of them went to SEMO, but we still get to see them every once in a while because they'll come home.
Very cool. Now, you talked about the apartment living and things like that. What's the number one, the best thing about being away from home, being out on yourself, the best thing?
I don't know. I guess just like being able to be around like my friends all the time, like being around the team is fun. So I don't have to like go back and forth, but it's fun.
But for your care, what's your favorite thing about not having to live at home?
Well, I can like stay up as late as I want to without my mom telling me to go to bed, and I can just do whatever I want without like my parents there.
The independency then, huh?
Yeah.
What's the go-to thing to do in your guys' room? You guys watch like shows together, movies together, or is it kind of just hang out in your rooms type deal?
Well, sometimes we watch movies, or like we have a speaker that we put in our living room and we'll just sing and dance living room because we get bored.
what's on the playlist? What's the go-to?
What's that song called? The Bodak Yellow.
Bodak Yellow.
What? Bodak what?
Bodak Yellow by Cardi B.
It's like a rap song.
Okay. Well, we can look that up. Google it. Google it if you're curious what it is. Bodak Yellow. Who's the best singer within the room?
Oh, definitely me.
Oh, hands down, huh?
She's the better dancer.
The better dancer. You're by far and away the best singer?
Uh-huh.
We're a good duo.
Yeah.
Who on the team thinks that they can sing but really can't? Belts out in tune all the time, but you're just kind of like, you know, that's enough.
Probably Natty.
Natty.
Yeah. She is always walking around singing her Serbian songs. And a lot of people yell at her.
Would you agree with that, Lindsay?
Yeah. She likes to plug in her phone to the TV and watch music videos, Serbian music videos, and she'll just sing and dance. And it's just interesting to watch and listen to.
Yeah, are you guys getting into that music now, too, a little bit?
Not really.
Awesome. All right. So for you guys, obviously, the freshman season kind of winding down a little bit as well. What do you think has been the biggest thing that you've learned to this point about playing in college sports?
The biggest thing I would say is definitely like the competition and how like the quickness of the game, how it like picked up, and definitely like adjusting. Adjusting is a big thing that I've learned to do, is adjust to the game.
But you care, like a time management an issue in terms of trying to balance school and sports and things of that nature?
Not really, because we have lots of time where we're off like from school. But it's definitely hard to like make sure that all my homework is done for classes and stuff like that.
Yeah, and you don't have mom telling you when to do it, right? You got to do it on
yeah.
your own. Awesome. Hey, thanks very much for coming on the show. We appreciate it. Wishing you the best of luck tomorrow against Indian Hills as well and in the future games.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That is former Hillsborough High School products and current Jeffco volleyball of players, freshman here at Jeffco. Kara Dunn and Lindsay Barton joining us here for the Viking Voices show here on 1400 KJFF. Step aside for a short timeout. When we come back, we got more coming up next. Welcome back in to 1400 KJFF. Just got done speaking with a little volleyball action, local products as well from Hillsborough High School, freshman Lindsay Barton and Kara Dunn. Now switching our attention to the men's soccer field. Assistant head coach Bob Bartolone with us now. And Coach Bartolone, you guys were in action yesterday, an important game for you guys, but did not go in your favor.
No, it didn't. We were, we started out well. And then we just kind of like fizzled out a little bit. A couple of factors, something that players have to adapt to what the officials give or don't give. You have to adapt to the size of the field. You have to adapt to the, especially when you're away, you have to adapt to the size of the field and how the other team plays. So, we did some of that at the beginning of the match, but as the match wore on, guys were tired and their mental focus was lost, and hence we lost the game. You know, we just could not. We was tied 1-1 at the half, and then in the second half we came out, put a lot of pressure on them. But we were unable to put the ball in the back of the net. So and I'm not going to call them a mediocre team because that's not really fair since they beat us 3-1. But when you have a team like that and you allow them to stick around and you end up playing their type of game, you make it dangerous for yourself. So that's what we did, is we played into the way they played, long ball and kick and run. And eventually our back got tired. They made a mistake. They got a PK, the guy nailed it, and then we made another mistake about maybe with 8 minutes left in the game. So disappointing, yes.
Yeah, and I know that would have clinched the number two spot as well. So just tell us a little bit about what that means and the opportunity to try to get a home match here for the two games in playoffs.
Well, it just boils down to the mathematics, kind of like if this team wins or this team loses, then we'll be the number two seed. Right now, it looks like all those teams, like the team that we just played, State Fair, they still have to play St. Louis and East Central, two very quality teams.
St. Louis number one now, right?
Yep, in the country. And so Chances of them losing to them, pretty slim, I think. So they're going to have one additional loss. I think East Central can beat them also. So that would give them two losses. Now, East Central and us, I think, could end up with two losses each. But I believe it comes down to head-to-head competition, and we beat them head-to-head. So we should be able to have at least the first two matches at home. And then if things go according to plan, whatever that plan may be, if we win our two regional games, then we would probably, you know, St. Louis, you know, let's give them credit for being number one and being undefeated. We would end up playing them on their field. But I think we'll give them a lot different of a game than what they saw.
Yeah. Last time there were, you know, a couple injuries and then a couple, you know, the red cards, things of that nature.
You get some red cards. You get some, like,
play down is tough.
Guys are, you know, that just doing some really dumb stuff. You know, the kids aren't dumb. I'm saying you do dumb stuff, you know, and you're like going, why did? It's not like basketball or baseball. You call timeout, go out there, and you know, draw up a different play or go out to baseball and talk to the pitcher and calm them down or whatever. It's like,
Yeah, they have to correct it themselves. Yep. Almost out there on the field. Yep,
they do.
And coach, I mean, we talk about that. That's the region part of the season. You guys still have a couple of more games left on the schedule as well. Got a little bit of a breather, I think a week off, but Lewis and Clark and then Lincoln, I believe, as well, right, coming up, right?
Yes. Lewis and Clark, they're well coached. The guy's been around for years. And I think he surpassed like 400 wins. He also coaches the women's team, but they're well coached. He gets good ball players. It'll be a good match, and it's good that we have a week off, and so the boys can recover. And then we'll play Lincoln on Friday. The coach there, I wouldn't say he's doing us solid, but he's doing us a solid. They're transitioning from a 2-year school to a 4-year school. So they're going to go NAIA, I believe. So they're in a transition period where they have still have to play some of their JUCO schedule in their conference, and then they have to play so many NAIA teams. And he was gracious enough to say, we'll play you guys. He didn't have to, but he's coming the playoffs.
That is nice. It makes things a little easier, especially scheduling-wise.
Right, yes.
So what was the message to the team kind of yesterday at the end of it to say, you know, hey, we still got a couple games to kind of get things right and then really get going in the postseason?
Well, to be honest with you, I usually don't try not to talk too much after a match. Whether we win or lose, I try to kind of like let the game ferment a little bit. Without game film or without reviewing the game film, it's pretty tough sometimes because – the player's perception of the game and my perception of the game, two different views, you end up getting into, this, that. So this way I just let it, and so today I'll discuss some of it, and tomorrow, today is just a recovery day. We're going to do some active stretching. They're going to go down to the pool and just relax or you know, get their legs moving, but not have put the stress on it. So today and tomorrow, we'll just address some of the issues, the fundamental issues that were the problem yesterday. So,
yeah, and how are we feeling injury-wise? And when you look at it, I know that there have been some nagging injuries throughout the year and things of that nature. Does it look like, for the most part, some of those guys are going to get healthy enough for the tournament, though?
I think they'll be healthy for the tournament because we've been kind of like trying to mediate the stress levels that players get when you're playing these back-to-back games or you're playing a game then taking a day off and playing again. So there are some injuries. We got a center back that's got a pulled hamstring, got another one that's got a groin muscle that's kind of sore. So and then we have heavy legs from just the continual beating and running. So I think by time the region rolls around, that first game in the region, I think everybody will be rested and ready to go. And the fact that the region's October 21st, so we've got a couple weeks. Mm-hmm. And then we'll be able to fine-tune some things between Lewis and Clark and Lincoln College and going into that week before the region.
What have you seen from your guys offensively? I know that was something that you guys were really focused on at the beginning of the year, and then you guys have had some success, and then a little bit of an offensive lull here over the course of the last few games. Well, but it sounds like it's just not getting it in the back of the net.
Yeah, some of it's not getting back of the net, and then some of it is I wouldn't call it bad play, but reverting to old habits. Like it's when I say old habits, where when in any sport, when you get fatigued, you revert to a previous stage. And basically, yesterday you put people into a predicament when you go back to your old ways. And in this particular case, it's flighting the ball from the middle third of the field into the middle of the field when your strikers are 5'9", 5'10", at best, and they're going against guys that are 6'2", 6'3", outweighing them by 20, 30 pounds. So you're beating them up, and then we're losing the ball, and then they counter. That, to me, is reverting to old habits because you're tired and you don't want to make that extra effort to get the ball to the flank players on the outside of the field and let them do some work on the outside to loosen up the middle of the field. When we did that, we were rewarded with several opportunities. And also on that, though, by being rewarded with those opportunities, there was no counterattack on it. So when we flight the ball in, big guy heads the ball out, we have all our players are moving up, and then the ball's going over our head for their counterattack. So that's
now you're running all over the field.
Yeah, you're running up and down, up and down, up and down. Hey, coach, I'm tired. Well, yeah, I understand. Be smarter and you don't do that so much.
Yeah. How has the depth been for you? Because I know you guys were a little bit less than you anticipated.
It has not been good. Yeah. It has not been good. I mean, that's the bottom line. I mean, and then you're trying to develop the bench, and you're putting them in situations where they're not accustomed to it. I've had players at the beginning of the year say, he goes, I'm a striker. Well, I tell them, do you want to play or do you want to be a striker? Well, I want to be a striker. I said, well, you're number three or four on the list. So we've had one player, Trace Tonelli, Tanner's brother, who's made that transition from being an up-top player to being a flank midfielder, and he's done well. He's done well.
What are the biggest challenges for that for a player?
Well, when you're so accustomed to being the guy, everybody's looking to give him the ball. Now you go to, I have to fight for the ball, and then I have to distribute the ball, as opposed to, they give me the ball, I turn and go to the goal.
Yeah, a little bit different, that's for sure. Do you think having, Tanner around that's been and knows the program kind of probably help Trace a little bit?
Oh, yeah, I think so. And the fact that Tanner is really one of the exceptional player in the fact that we've had him up top as a striker, we've used him as a midfielder, and we've also used him as a defensive player on the flank. And he does well at all three positions. So that's encouraging. And so by him willing to do that, I'm sure he passes that, it's passed down to Trace, who wants to get out onto the field. And he's done well. Trace scored against East Florida. And then yesterday he scored the goal against State Fair. He was very calm on the ball, didn't panic. And ball came across, boom, put it in the back of the net. Didn't try to blast it, just put it in the back. So
one of the things I remember you saying, when it comes to kind of scouting out other teams is, you kind of see the stats and then you know the guy that's going to stand out. And Jack Foster has kind of been that guy for you guys at the beginning part of the year, scoring and things like that. So I'm just curious to see, now that teams have kind of narrowed in, figured him out and things of that nature, how do you think he's kind of adapting to maybe seeing a little extra pressure?
He loves it.
That's perfect.
He loves it. I mean, he's a gamer. I mean, he absolutely. He goes, yeah. You ask him, yep, give me the ball. But you have to give him the ball you know, not like we were trying to do yesterday towards the end was inflating the ball. But you give him the ball on the ground in front of him or on his feet. Guy, I don't care if the guy is 6'5" and, you know, 250 pounds, he can't get him off the ball. He just cannot get him off the ball. And that was even when we played St. Louis. I said, you're going to be able to play against your countrymen because there are a lot of Brits. He goes, oh, yeah. He goes, and he did. He did. He handled himself very well.
Got the right mindset.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
Awesome. And then, so, Coach, you talked about a little active recovery going on today and a little bit tomorrow as well. I guess, is it a good time to have a week off a little bit before the tournament and to have those two games next week as kind of the tune-up? I mean, a little bit longer of a layoff, but I imagine it might be a good time for it.
It's a good time. I think it's ready. I think the guys need a little bit of a break mentally and physically. Because in any family, you can still get on each other's nerves. So this way they take a break. There's some guys probably down there right now knocking the ball around on the pitch, but they're just doing it with themselves. No adult, if you would call it supervision. They're just kind of like knocking the ball around, just having some fun. So that's also encouraging that they still want to get out there and do it. And
Coach, as always, appreciate you taking out some time. Looking forward to next week.
Okay, so am I. I'm hoping that we rebound quickly and
efficiently and all the best and get healthy.
Yeah, get healthy is a good thing.
Awesome.
All right, thanks, Will. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. That's Assistant Head Coach Bob Bartolo joining us here on the Viking Voices Show on 1400 at KJFF. Step aside for a short time out. We'll speak with the athletic trainer, Gray Crane, also going to talk about the upcoming trivia night here at Jefferson College. That's all coming up next. To the Viking Voices Show on 1400 KJFF. Spoke with Kara Dunn and Lindsey Barton from the Jeffco volleyball team and also Hillsborough High School graduates, and then just got done speaking with assistant head coach of the soccer squad, Bob Bartolo. Now we got the trainer, the man that makes it all happen, Mr. Greg Crane. Greg, thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks, Will. Appreciate it. Good to be here.
And not only do we have yourself as the trainer and managing all the staff as well, but there's also a pretty cool event coming up here for Jefferson College as well. It's a trivia night coming up Saturday, November 4th, and it'll be right here at the Fieldhouse.
Yeah, athletics is putting on a trivia night. We're just trying to do a little bit of a fundraising since it's kind of crunch budget kind of things. And yeah, we want everybody to just kind of get the word out there and just come join us. Going to have some good times. It's going to start at 7 p.m. on the 4th, November. And yeah, we're going to have door prizes, all that fun stuff. Pretty much just pretty standard trivia night. So just come out and have some fun.
Yeah. And tell us a little bit about the tables. How many, you know, how many people per table, the prices?
Yeah, it's tables of eight. It's $25 per person. And we are going to have beer, soda, and water available. We'll have some light snacks, popcorn, pretzels, and things like that. People are more than welcome to bring their own food in. We just ask that they don't bring any hard liquor or anything like that. So, but yeah, tables of eight, $25 a piece. You can just, if you don't have an eight, just, you can sign up at one or two and we can stick you in a table somewhere. So, yeah, it's going to be a good night, I think, and some fun for all of us to be in, enjoy it.
BYOF, bring your own food.
I like that. That's not original, so.
50-50 raffle prizes as well. And then also looks like an opportunity for people to become a sponsor for the event if they'd like.
Yeah, we do have some places for some sponsorships, some round sponsors, some you know, some table sponsors and things like that. And it, again, it's just a way for us to recognize our, you know, some of the people that have been out there and helped us and sponsored us and things like that. So yeah, if you have any questions, just you can contact us. My number is 636-481-3393. And then if you need to sign up for anything, you can go on jeffco.edu/athletics. If you just write on the home page, if you hit the athletics tab, you'll take it right to the trivia night registration. So, yeah. We appreciate you kind of plugging it for us. So
yeah, and then it'll be spread amongst the five sports teams. I know that the real question is are the athletes going to be working the event? Are they going to be?
We're going to have our SALT members work it. So that's our student athlete leadership team. They're going to be a part of it. And they're going to be probably some in there, but not as many as probably what everybody thinks. But we're going to get some of them involved. And, yeah, we're going to split the money between the five teams. There's also maybe an idea of how could we help all of our five teams at one time. And we're maybe, you know, kind of talking about maybe live streaming, being able to just live stream all our games outside, inside. And so we're still looking at it and still kind of deciding what to do if we make some money at it. So that's kind of where we're at with it right now. So
there it is. You pay some money, you go to this trivia night, you have a good time, perhaps win a prize. And then in the process, perhaps down the line, you can watch the teams a little
bit
later.
Absolutely. So
it's a win-win, no doubt.
Yeah, we hope so. So.
And anything else you'd like to add about the trivia night?
No, I think that's it. I just, like I said, just online registration is now open. You can get to that. Like I said, we can put a link up, or we do have a link up. I think it's on our Twitter page and all that fun stuff. So it's out there. It's getting its way out there this week. So hopefully we can get some tables for sure. We got a big video board, so we're going to use that in the process. And I think it's going to be a little bit different from the ones that people are really used to. Because we're going to really use a, you know, 80x80 video screen. It's going to be pretty cool, I think. So
yeah, if you haven't come out and checked out the field house and seen that video screen, it is state of the art.
Yeah, it's amazing, actually, what you can do with that thing. So yeah, it's going to be a fun night, so we're looking forward to it.
Awesome, awesome. Well, Greg, want to ask you a little bit about your job here as well. Part of the trainer, you're always out and about and attending to it and things of that nature. Just tell us, obviously, you have to be, you pretty much got to be present at all the home games, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it's a crazy schedule, life of the athletic trainer, but, I mean, it is what it is, and that's what you know when you get into it. And, I mean, I love what I do. I mean, I've been on pretty much every level there is. I've worked professional baseball. I've worked college. I work, you know, junior college. I've been in the hospital, been in industrial settings. So I've pretty much done it all. And I mean, I just love what I do. It's not, you know, I don't want anybody patting me on the back. It's more what getting the players healthy and keep them healthy and getting them back on the field. So just a shout out too, if I can, just, you know, just Jefferson County's, I think, stepped up in the last couple of years with the high schools being able to hire some certified athletic trainers through, I know Mercy, and Mercy's done a good job at that. And, you know, just a shout out to all of us. I mean, it's a tough job some days, and but, you know, I think we all love what we do. So
yeah, looking at it kind of from an outside edge, I imagine one of the hardest parts as well is just kind of dealing with each and every person, because there could be a same injury, but that different person with that different body might react a little bit differently.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, everybody's different. I mean, every injury is different, to be honest with you. I mean, you can have an ACL injury, or, you know, and it's going to be different for each athlete. And I tell people all the time, it's probably more of a mental grind than it is a physical grind. So you have to be a psychologist sometimes. You have to be mom, dad. You got to be a lot of things. But I think the main thing you have to do is just listen. A lot of times just kids get frustrated. They want to be playing, and you know, I was a college athlete too, and I wanted to play all the time, even hurt. So, you know, hopefully we can, you know, do our best to keep them healthy, or if not, get them in the right direction to get them back. So
that kind of what led you into the field as well, as and seeing yourself and getting into somewhere around you as well.
Yeah, it's actually a funny story. I was in college, I played college baseball, and I was in my senior year right before Christmas break, and I'm sitting in the library flipping through magazines, to be honest, a sport magazine of all things, and there's an article or an ad in there for, hey, get your master's in sports medicine. You know, I'm like, well, that sounds kind of cool. So I applied to master to get my grad school, and sure enough, I straight out of college went and got my master's, and ended up getting an internship with the Cincinnati Reds. I worked right out of college. So that's kind of how I fell into it, to be honest with you. And here you go, 25 years later, I'm still doing the same thing. So.
Right then and there, yeah. Since that magazine changed
your
life.
Yeah, there you go. So there you go, kids. Go out and read your magazines, or I guess whatever's online nowadays. But, yeah, it's kind of, like I said, a funny story. But I love what I do, and, you know, it's just a fun thing. It's a grind. It's just like anything else. It's a grind. And, you know, my family's been very, you know, supportive, and they've known, again, getting into what you get into. So you know, we've done it long enough now that it's just nature. So
yeah, how many years have you been at Jeffco now?
This is actually my 10th year. I came here in 2007. Jo Ellen Stringer actually kind of was the AD still here, and I was actually, it's kind of a funny story there too, but I was actually helping out at Windsor High School doing some football over there. And if everybody knows Doc Carranza, everybody probably knows that name. He was actually assistant coach out here, kind of volunteer assistant coach out here for the women's basketball team that year. And he said, hey, we don't have anybody. Can you come? You want to come out maybe once or twice a week? And sure enough, it went from twice a week coming out to, you know, coming out every day, and then it ended up part-time, and then Mrs. Stringer figured it out to we could have a full-time athletic trainer. And that's pretty unique here at the community college level. It's pretty, I don't want to call it a luxury, but, it's nice to be able to be here every day, work with the kids every day. I mean, and you pretty much know what's going on. So that's what makes it a lot easier for me too also.
Awesome, Greg. Hey, thanks very much for taking some time chatting with us a little bit about Trivia Nights, as well as about the wonderful things you do to get all these student athletes up and ready to play.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate your help.
That's athletic trainer Greg Ray joining us here on the Viking Voices Show. And that's going to wrap up this edition of the Viking Voices Show here on 1400 KJFF and online streaming at MIMOinfo.com. If you missed it, tuned in late, don't worry. We'll post it online into the Viking Voices tab on MIMOinfo.com. And we got local news and sports for you coming up next.